You're listening to the Basic to Bold podcast. I'm Jen Bjarnson. As an RTT hypnotherapist, I talk about how to be happy, how to find our purpose, and how to stop the negative voices in our head that we all struggle with. Join me as we deep dive into creating a life that you love. Hey guys, and welcome to today's podcast. I'm your host, Jen Bjarnson. Today, health. Healing. If you're in your healing era, you're on your healing journey, you want to move forward. You want to not feel horrible. You want to not feel just like trash like I did for decades. Like we're not even talking a couple of years, like decades. I'm going to tell you 7 free ways to get that started. This is not going to cost you a thing. This is not going to charge you in any way, shape, or form. And this is a way that you can actually start getting healthy and start feeling better with absolutely no cost. Before we get going, if you guys like what I have to say, I am on social media everywhere, basic to bold, so you can follow me along there. Okay, the first one is getting out in the sun. That is the very, very first one. It is no surprise how often we talk about D3. It's kind of like a new thing that's, I mean, not recently new, but over the last maybe 10 years, it's kind of turned into this great thing where we've talked about, you know, being out in the sun and getting more sunshine and at the very least taking D3. So for me, I heard from Dr. Gundry this statistic. He's the lipids guy, or anyways, if you don't know who Dr. Gundry is, he's all about like eating the right things. But one of the things that he talked about was being very specific about taking D3. And according to him, I'm just quoting him. I am not a doctor. I am not your doctor. So be smart with this. Is he says that he has never seen anybody actually overdose from taking D3. So if you have a problem getting into the sun, take D3. And you can follow, ask your doctor, follow him on social media to know how much to take. But one of the things that was kind of interesting, I'm going to give you kind of a story. I was traveling one time, and normally I travel with a good majority of like oils and like all this holistic stuff, just in case I get sick, and totally just was going. And for some reason, I get to the hotel, get to bed, wake up the next day. And you guys, I had full blown strep. This is not like, oh, I might not be feeling good. No, no, full-blown strep. I don't even know the strep can happen that fast. And maybe it wasn't full-blown strep, but at the same time, my throat hurt so bad. my throat was killing me. It was all this stuff, right? Like just, I was, had a fever. I felt awful. My stomach was just horrible. Okay. I'm going to say it was strep. Was it really? I don't know, but that's what I'm going to go with because that's how it felt. And I looked in my bag and I brought like nothing. I brought like lavender and peppermint. And I am sure somebody somewhere on the interweb is going to be like, well, actually lavender is okay. I don't know what to tell you. I did not feel very confident in the whole lavender essential oil and peppermint essential oil in curing this strep, okay? But one thing I did remember to bring was D3. And I remembered from Dr. Gundry, him saying that you can take like crazy amounts and it will help you. So that's what I did. I took like a crazy amount and I also like put a ton of stuff on me as much as possible. And you guys, it actually helped until I could get some more potent stuff, until I could get something much better and I was able to get home and like work through it in the proper way. But so that is the number one, get sun, get physically out in sun, not sunscreen, not with a hat on, not with sunglasses. And in fact, if you can make sure you take off sunglasses, your eyes develop or absorb a ton of that D3. So if you can get the majority of D3 and the sun through your eyes, that's going to help you. If you can get in the morning sun or in the evening sun, that's really good. Okay. The second thing that's totally free Is fasting. And I am very aware if you're a person who you say, oh, I can't fast. I feel awful when I fast. I get that. But if you can build up to it, this is a way that you will start that healing. It will start detoxifying. It will start getting stuff out. And if you can start with maybe even just a fasting of different levels, for instance, you don't have to go full blown, like go for 3 days, but maybe you get off sugar, that you do a sugar fast. And then maybe another time, and then you keep adding up to just a juice cleanse, like a juice fast. And then you go to a water fast. And then at some point, you go to a full-fledged, like dry fast, where you're not doing anything for like 24 hours or however long. Again, do your research of what you can and cannot do. Cause I understand that some people you have to take, if you're on medications, you can't always fast. You get my point. Okay. The third thing is good water. And I emphasize good water. Because good water is going to help you if you get alkaline, if you get really good water, that is going to actually help you start detoxifying and get crud out of you. I cannot believe how many people do not just drink water and they think liquids like, oh, I had a coffee and I had a juice and I had this. Nope, that's not water. Drink water. Drink water. And if you want to bump it up, if you're like, I do drink water, bump it up to drinking good water, not tap water, good water, not bottled water. Get alkaline, good water. Personally, I have a Kagan water filter. I love it. It's great. There are other types that you can get if you're questioning as to what type of water and what's going to be the best. I personally love the Kagan one because it does the whole like splitting the, I don't know, does all these things. But the thing that I love about it is that you can make all different types of water. So I can make purified water, I can make the alkaline water. And then that way I can do different things with it. That's another thing you have to be really careful with is if you start getting all these fancy waters, some waters you got to be careful with taking medication with because it'll make your medication a little more potent. So, all right, the fourth thing, if you're on your healing era journey and you want to get start doing things and you don't want it to cost anything, grounding. If you've never grounded, it's amazing. Grounding is literally where you take your shoes off and you let the energy from the earth, you let the vibrations, all the things, work through you as you touch the ground. Now, you don't have to be in dirt. Okay. I live in Texas and getting in the dirt is not the easiest thing because typically there's like stickers, there's like fire ants. It's not a fun experience. But one thing I have found that does just as good is if a rock or a piece of cement is in the earth, is in the ground, touching the ground, I feel like it does the exact same thing. I'll be really honest. And I feel like it's the same. So do with that information what you will. But grounding, some people even do grounding sheets. Some people, they like full blown lay on the ground. I've even had people where they're like, go and touch a tree, go and like put your hands in the dirt. All of that can be very, very beneficial. All right. I've even heard people who, when they have jet lag, if they'll do grounding as soon as they get to wherever they're headed, that action, that type of grounding will help jet lag. So many benefits. So many benefits. All right. Number five, exercise. And I know I am aware that nobody likes exercise. Very few of us. I mean, some people do, but not everybody likes exercise. But if you're somebody who's struggling with exercise, one of the places I say to start with is start stretching. Instead of trying to go run 3 miles or do this massive intense workout, try mobility. Work on your mobility. Work on stretching. That is a workout. Another one that's huge and so good is the rebounder. It's where you just the trampoline, jump on the trampoline for as much as long as you can go. You don't need to stress yourself out. You don't need to go full blown crazy. But if you do just a little bit, the rebound and walking and stretching, these are things that you can just start with if you're not a workout person at all. You don't need to go get a gym membership. You don't need to go crazy. Just start with these little things. There's a ton on YouTube. There's a ton all over the internet. And so if you start with those little things, it's a great way to start. The other thing is don't beat yourself up. If you only go for 5 minutes, then you'll do it for 5 minutes. Don't beat yourself up for the fact that you're starting. The whole point that you're starting it, that's something to be celebrating. Celebrate yourself for that. I'm gonna put this one on just for the fact of exercising. Get rid of guilt and shame. It really wasn't a part of my thing, but get rid of guilt and shame because I know a lot of people who they myself included, where you go to start doing something and then you just rip yourself apart and you just rip yourself to shreds basically about how you should have done it better or you should have done this or you should have done that. And the reality is you started. If you started, congratulate yourself for that. You started. Good job. Okay. If you do it for 5 minutes, great. You did it. Count that. Give yourself a pat on the back and move forward. And then do another 5 minutes the next day until 5 minutes isn't that hard. And then go to 10 minutes. But you started. Okay. Number five, meditation. Meditation is so helpful in clearing your mind. It's a great way to like focus on the day. It's a great way to set your intentions. It's a great way to think about what it is that you actually want. So many people don't have a clue of what they want, and they know they want to get healthy. They know they want to feel better. They are in these, I'm going to start my healing journey. I'm going to start my healing area. But the reality is they don't know what they want. They just know they don't want to feel like crap. They don't want to feel anxiety. They don't want to feel like they have ADHD. They don't want to feel these different things. But focusing on what you want is a great place to start. Okay, so you don't want something. Well, what do you want? What does that look like? What does that feel like? What does that smell like? What does that taste like? What is it that you actually want? And be very intentional while you're meditating of what that's going to look like. And if it's really hard to clear your mind, then just keep focusing on what you want. Keep focusing on, okay, this is what I want my day to look like. This is how I want this is how I want my boss to react to things. This is, I want people to say yes to this. And just be very intentional. If it's really hard to clear your mind, don't try to clear your mind. Try to think of something. Think about what you want. All right, the next one. Now, if you are like me and you may like people, but there's a certain point of when peopling, you've reached a level you can't people anymore. You can't do any more peopling. Okay. This one, do this one with as much as that you can do. And then other people, you're gonna like love this. Okay. And that is be social. Get out in society. And this is not joining people on the internet. This is not joining a chat. This is not joining a live, even though I love it when you guys join me. This is getting out in public and talking to people face to face, being with people. And I am very aware if you're an introvert or if you're somebody who gets exhausted by people, it can be really hard. Or if you have depression, if you're somebody who struggles with depression, getting out can really be difficult, but it can also be the thing that is very helpful. So isolating yourself is not helpful typically. Sometimes we need to recharge, sometimes that can be beneficial. But you really can feel the difference. If you're struggling sometimes, you can kind of feel the difference where you're like, oh, I probably need to get out, but I don't want to. And I get it. I totally get it. I'm with you on that. I'm kind of a person who likes to be more introverted and more secluded. But honestly, being with people, getting out is a great way to start building good relationships. And I emphasize good. If you're getting out and you're being with people who don't, won't appreciate your boundaries and won't keep your boundaries. That is a totally different podcast. That is a totally different conversation. Go back to meditating and figure out what it is that you want out of relationships. But being with good, healthy people, people who love you, people who want the best for you, that is beneficial. That is very healthy. That is a very healthy and healing thing. And sometimes just being with the people that you know are not good really makes you recognize that's not what I should be doing. So definitely get out there, meet people, get healthy relationships, get healthy. I mean, have healthy boundaries, obviously, but have healthy relationships. And that is a great way to feel loved and feel connected. All right, the last one, and that is energy healing. Now, there's so many names to this. There's so many names, and maybe this puts you off and you're like, oh my gosh, that is just awful. That's a weird thing. That's woo-woo. That's hippy-dippy crap. But hear me out on this. We all deal with stress. Stress is everywhere. And there are a crazy amount of studies telling you stress affects your nervous system, it affects your immune system, it affects your heart, it can affect your lungs, it can affect all these different things, right? Stress, we know this. We know stress is a problem, okay? It does not have to be debated. However, what is stress? If I were to ask any one of you, what is it? Well, it's the thoughts you're thinking. It's the things that you're thinking about. That's all it is, right? You're having an experience, then you think a bunch of thoughts, which make you go into like, oh my gosh, you know, this person's making me upset, and this person's, and what if I can't handle this? And now you go into stress, which again, we've talked about affects your body. Okay, so then what is the thought? You're having these thoughts that are causing you stress. What are those thoughts? Well, if we go into it, it's basically energy. Energy, vibration, that's what it is. So if you're a person who doesn't like the woo-woo hippy-dippy crap, fine, but it's affecting you. And we have scientific studies saying that this woo-woo hippy-dippy crap is affecting your nervous system. It's affecting you having panic attacks. It's causing your anxiety. It's causing your depression. We know this. This is not brand new information. We just don't put energy with it. We just call it stress, or we call it, you need to relax more, or you need to just calm down. That's what we say to it. Okay? But it's energy, it's vibration, it's a thought. So if that's the case, then what's energy healing? All it is taking control of those thoughts. All it is taking control of that energy and moving it through your body. That's what grounding does. It just pushes it out. It just helps you release it. That's what meditation does. It helps you clear your mind to bring your stress and your cortisol level down. That's all it is. So energy healing, it's just the fact that you can calmly, easily let that stuff go. And there's a ton of books on how to do it. There's also a ton of YouTubes and people teaching you how to do it. I even on my YouTube, on my TikTok, on my social media, I teach you how to do it. If you don't know how to do it, you can hire somebody. You can hire people like me who do hypnotherapy or energy healing. There is so many ways to work through stuff. So, all right, those are the seven things. Seven free ways if you're trying to use your healing area, if you're trying to move forward, if you're on your healing journey, however you want to call it in the year 2024, however you want to deal with it, however you want to push through things and move and get your life better. Those are the seven things. Number one, get more sun. Number two, fasting. Number three, more water, good water. Number four, grounding, get out, ground. Number five, exercise. I know not all of us like to do it, but it works. We all know it works. Number six, meditation. Number seven, being social, healthy relationships. I'm going to put that on there. And number seven, energy healing or energy work, energy medicine, however you want to put it. All right. Thank you guys so much. Again, if you want to follow me, I am Basic to Bold on all social media platforms. And if you would like to try a form of energy healing, hypnotherapy, I have a Patreon account and it is specifically has hypnotherapy recordings. So you don't have to hire anybody. You don't have to hire me. You don't have to go into this awkward situation. You can try it totally by yourself. In fact, I think you get a month for free, if I remember right. So it's Basic to Bold on Patreon. And that way you can go try it. You can go try it and see if that's something that was going to help you to get that out to start your healing journey. I've got a bunch of different ones. I think there's ones like anxiety and focus and feeling enough, things like that. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you for all the positivity. I really appreciate it. And until next time.